Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 It's the Benny Randall Show.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. And if you want to know more about me, you can go to BennyRandall.com or you can go to BashaniRadio.com and listen to this show and all other episodes and a whole bunch of other beautiful podcast shows worldwide, okay? It's nice and cold right here in New York City, but you know how we do. We keep it hot here in the studio. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Today's guest, we have a musical expert. The Lord called Kirk Edwards to use his middle name in the music industry from Kincaid to Ken hyphenated Cade, which is defined as battle warrior, loves freedom, adventurous, creative, passionate, peacemaker, giver, and helper, which identified who he is all alone. With this call and identity, God downloaded heavenly inspired songs to set those are to who those are in bondage, free from clenched hands of the enemy. It is the power of anointing of the Holy Spirit through the lyrics of the songs. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Proverbs 18:21, death and life or the power of the tongue. God gave these songs to listen, sing, and dance to his word over and over until it's sown deep into the hearts of the peoples. Man, I'm telling you, you know this is going to be a great show. You know I love music, right? Before we get started, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to drop a little bit of him on you, but I'm going to tell you, this take me back. I know it's a gospel song, but man, when I heard a piece of this, I felt like I was going back to Cameo and Zap, you know, because it was good. I'm going to bring him in, but before I bring him in, I'm going to hit you with a little bit of this right here.
Purpose. Pursuit of purpose.
Pursuit of purpose.
The clock tick tock tick tocking. We're living in the last days. There are gonna be things that come your way. Don't let them stop you on your life's pursuit. You were born for this. His plan, his purpose. So have the confidence to know that you've been called to this.
Oh, yeah.
You can't succeed if you just
against you, but workers, God has got you.
Let's go. Everybody turn it up, turn up. Everybody turn it up, turn down. Out of purpose.
Everybody turn it up, everybody turn it up. New York and Brooklyn, we in the house. That's my man Kincaid right here on the Benny Randall Show. Mr. Kincaid, how you doing, brother?
Oh, wonderful, sir. Excited that I'm on the Benny Randall Show. Hey, it's your man Kincaid here. Excited about being on this show, being able to talk to some of the listeners out there and have any questions answered. But I'm excited about this project God has given me to speak his word and to minister his word in music and his song. It's been a blessing and inspiration to me. And that song you played, The Pursuit of Purpose, yes, that has some Roger Zapp kind of tones to it. And I'm excited about music, period. You know, but when you have the right lyrics that's going to build people up and inspire them and impact them, like you are the motivator, you inspire people, that's what God wants. And then he wants it to be sown deep in their heart. So when you speak something out over and over and over again, you become it. You know, that's why he said death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so then this way, it's sown deep into you, then you're singing and you're dancing to it. Come on, it's only a matter of fact till you become it.
Like they
instead
say,
of all this other stuff that's out there.
Absolutely. Like they say, what you put in is what come out. And I appreciate that, man, because I like, everybody turn it up. Yeah, everybody. Doom, 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 doom. Man, I was looking for Cameo them to come behind you and start breaking out the guitars and stuff. But that's good.
Yeah, the times, yes, sir. The times we live in, there, we have to turn it up.
Absolutely.
We have to do the right thing. We have to turn it up and serve other people. We have to turn it up and fulfill what God has called every one of us on this earth to do. And there's so many people out there that are lost, but it is my purpose to help others. And that's why, you know, I used to didn't like my middle name, Kincaid. My family's like, Kincaid, come here, Kincaid. I used to hate that name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a strong word, but I didn't like it. But as I got older and then I found out what it meant, and this is what I've been doing all along, is creating and helping others and giving back. We have veteran housing that we do to give back, and we feed and clothe the homeless, and I minister to different churches and different communities and different organizations, and bringing the word, but then feeding them and giving them food and giving them substance to go along with it. And I'm excited about doing that, and this is my passion to do this. And so I just thank God that he placed it in my heart to do this. But when my name identified who I was all along, I took that on, and I'm excited. I'm so thankful that my mother named me Kincaid.
There it is.
When you're young, you don't. Yes.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something, ladies and gentlemen. You know when you got somebody who liked to talk, because he ain't let me ask one question yet. He just been running his mouth. But that's okay. We love him like that. I love it, Ken. I'm just messing with you, brother. He was just going off.
Okay.
I was like, is he going to let me ask a question? Somewhere in here, I'm going to be in this interview. I don't know what's going on. So, okay. All right, Ken, let's start like
yes,
this. Let's start with this.
Yes,
how did you get into music?
I always loved music. Growing up, I was in a band, but as I got a little bit older, my teenage years, I started doing the wrong things, you know, drinking, smoking weed, women. And so all the stuff that God really called me to do was put on the back burner. Even though my father was a licensed ordained minister doing community service, helping children, sending children and inner city kids to camp. But the enemy had me. And so I put all that stuff on the back burner. And just, you know, when you get to a certain age, you think you're going to make your own way. But little did I know, God still had his hands on me and his arms around me. And I thank God for praying parents, my father praying and serving God, my mother praying and serving God. Most of everybody that I came up with that I grew up with that were real close, they're either dead or in jail. Mm. I can know of three times, sir, that I could have been killed, but God spared my life. And so, and he spared my life for a reason, because they was praying, because they had a relationship with God. And then plus he had a call on my life. And now he was not going to let me not fulfill that call. And so it's about him. So I give him glory and thanks for everything. But however, I still have to do what he's called me to do. And I'm pursuing that purpose. And I want everybody else. God has called them. And I want everybody else to line up to the pursue the purpose and the destiny what God's called them to do. And we all growing. We all going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to go through different levels, different struggles. But God is always there for you. His word said he would never leave you or forsake you. Sometimes you get focused on the problem or on the situation that is at hand. Mm-hmm. But once you pray about it and you ask him, he's going to deliver you. He's going to help you. You might not see it right then, but as you walking through it, you're going to look back and say, he was with me all the time. Oh, I got from this to here, all because of the grace of God, and he's been there with me.
Amen, amen. So, Chris, Ken.
That's okay.
Let me talk to you. It's only just me, you, and about 3 million people. All right? Let me just talk to you for a second. You gotta let me ask some questions.
That's my middle, man. I'm passionate, so I'm passing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good though. It is bananas. So let me ask you something. You talked about your past, and I believe that the glory is in your story. You was a preacher's child, so you know, usually preacher children, you know, they're supposed to be the epitome of what good is, because their father is in, you know, the Lord's, you know, hands. So, but what I often find is they have their own stories. What was that moment? What was that moment that you realize if you don't change, you might not be here?
It was several moments, and that's why the word said the goodness of God leads a man to repentance. Like I said, three times I could have been killed that I know about. But I still didn't change my life around. I even had a dream that one day, again, I wasn't living that way. I was in the bed with a woman, and we had sex, and then we were asleep. And then I had this dream. And it was this demonic figure. It was all burnt up. And he came to me and he said, "Don't you want to come my way? Don't you want to go with me?" And I was on fire and I was sweating so hard and perverse. Then I woke up and my whole bed and everything was wet. And then she woke up. "Well, why are you sweating like that?" Mm. And then I didn't tell her. I was like, wow. Then I went back to sleep. And then I had another dream that same night, and I was climbing up all these stairs, and I got almost to the top, and then the door opened and said, "Don't you want to come with me? Don't you want to come my way?" But I couldn't get through the door. I could only get to the top. And so that was God sharing with me, either you're going to serve me or you're going to serve him. And so then therefore I chose to serve God rest of my life.
That's very powerful. Mm. That's very powerful. Yes. So in doing this music, what's your anticipation for people that'll listen to? What do you want them to walk away when they listen to this album of powerful words? Because words are extremely powerful. Like, you know, words can save you, and then words can kill you. You know what I mean? I was looking over some of the titles of you know, the pursuit of purpose. That's my jam right there. You know, everybody turn it up. And then you got drug war, racism. It's like you're touching on a lot of different topics that people are dealing with in today's time. What's the motivation behind that?
The motivation behind it is just like I prayed about it, and God gave me the title of the album, and the title of the song is the pursue your purpose, fulfill your destiny. And in your life, it's a walk. And these certain things you're going to face, you're going to encounter as you pursue your purpose. And one thing, the devil's going to be right there in your ear or trying to prevent you and stop you. And the devil's going to use all kind of tricks and tactics. That's one of my songs, The Letter to the Devil. He's going to use all kind of tricks and tactics. So within that trick or tactic, sometimes he used drugs. And so we know it's a battle with drug wars. When we was coming up, it was a campaign, always say no to drugs. And then we went to the health classes, and they was just saying how bad marijuana was for you, how bad different type of drugs, what they do to your body. But now they're not getting that same thing. And everything is okay with them. And they come out with, now they vaping, but with different types of flavors. So the enemy wants to introduce you to those drugs in a subtle way. And then you got gummies and all this kind of stuff, candies and brownies. There's with THC and stuff in it to get them hooked. The next thing you know, they hooked on the heroin and all this stuff. And then the enemy wants to stop them from fulfilling their purpose, fulfilling their destiny, what God has called them to do. So those are some of the tricks and tactics that he uses. Then he uses racism. We all know racism has been existing from the beginning of the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's not nothing new, but we go through it. And so we have to recognize it, but it's not the individual. It's the spirit behind the individual. It's love and hate. You know, Jesus' blood is the same colors. He bled red. Everybody's blood is the same color. And so when we work together in unity and stop putting together, focusing on our differences to set us apart so we won't come together. God is a family God. He wants us a family. He wants us to communicate and work together. But the enemy wants to divide and conquer. And mm-hmm. so we experience those type of things. And then, you know, you're a soldier. I'm a soldier. God gives you endurance to run this race. You know, he says in Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. In the second Timothy, he said, endure hardness as a good soldier. And so when you're fighting, the battle has been fixed because at the end of the book, you already won, but you still got to go to the fight. You got to go to the battle, and you still got to fight through the things, the negative things that's in your life, the negative things that come into your mind, the negative things that get sown in, the negative environments that's around you. And so as we walk these songs out and the pursue a purpose, these are things that will come up. But then you got I am that I am. Like God told Moses, but who should I say sent me? Say, I am sent. And so God is everything you need, everything you can imagine, everything you want. He's there. He's your helper. He's your protector. He's your God. He will serve and he will bless you as you continue to pursue your purpose because it's about him. He's the one that's called you. He's the one that's placed those things in your heart. Once you recognize who you are in him, you know, the sky's the limit. You are a winner. You are more than a conqueror. Mm-hmm. Then I got to it. All right.
So let me ask you this, Ken, because yes. if I don't jump in here, you're gonna preach all the way to the end of the interview. So I'm like, is he gonna let me ask another question, or he just gonna keep going? Are you currently a pastor right now? Is that what it is? You currently a pastor?
Yes, I am. I'm a licensed ordained minister, and I go out and preach and do motivational speaking in different organizations, different communities, different churches. My passion is to do that, to share the good news of the gospel. I love that in ways that God wants me to do, and he's bringing it this way in song. But then I also feed and clothe the homeless and mm-hmm. have a veteran house and have a camp in Houston, Michigan, 70 acres that we want to redevelop. And build another camp as well as some senior housing on it. So I'm all about giving and giving some substance. That's my call. I wasn't called to have a church, at least not right now. You know, I'm always going to do what God has called me to do. I was in the construction for about 30 years, and I did construction, built different condos, renovated schools, hospitals, all that, and laid concrete, laid the foundation. But God took me out of that and shared with me to go full-time ministry and do what he's called me to do. And so I'm excited about that and continue to develop.
Very powerful. So let me ask you something based on what's going on. And you was talking about, you know, things affecting people right now. So, you know, a lot of people are saying, like, this generation of kids coming up tend to have a more ruthless attitude about life. You know, they're killing each other way more. You know, back in the days, we used to, like, you know, knuckle up, you know, put your hands up, we fight, and then we shake it off, and then we friend to the end. You know what I mean? Now, the kids will shoot each other and, you know, stab each other without even think about the repercussions that this is real life. Mm-hmm. This is not a video game. Mm-hmm. What is your thoughts on what's happening in our generation, especially, you know, the young kids that kind of look like us? Why do you think they have become so ruthless, or are we seeing, or did we mess up somewhere where now they're coming up and they don't see no value in the same values we see?
Well, I think it's a twofold. We kind of messed up, dropped the ball in different areas, and I'm going to get back to explaining that. But also, we living in a different time and different era, you know. Or when we was coming up, we wanted to get into something or do some stuff that we weren't supposed to do, like porn or whatever. We had to go buy a magazine or look at a magazine. Everything is at the touch of their fingers. And so they are exposed, their eye gate, their ear gate, everything is exposed right there at the drop of a second. And then they can pull this stuff up, and then therefore they get sucked into this. And it's like you said, the video games. We didn't have video games where we were just shooting up things like that. We had Atari, and you had that one thing that you hit the ball. And then I don't know if you remember when we had our football game, we plugged it in and the men just moved. So man, they don't have that. I mean, they have live stuff and they virtual stuff. And so the enemy will come in. It's the same tricks and tactics the enemy uses throughout generation and generation, but it's the delivery and it's modern technology. And so we have to get caught up to speed into how to minister to our children in that way that will be that we be receptive, that they will hear, they will listen, and then they will engage. We have mentorships in school. It started in school. But a lot of these kids don't have that in school no more. They took away these programs and things from our kids, especially our culture. But it's what we have to do now. What is God sharing for us to come together and do to make sure we put these children on the track of going towards God, not towards the enemy? So that's where we have to come together and leave a legacy for our next generation. And it all starts with us. It starts with us. And then we have to be open. You know, we can't be the same as we were 10, 15 years ago. We have to get caught up on the technology, but we still serve God. We still know who's number one. But he would download in us what to do and how to reach that younger generation.
Very, very powerful. So let me ask you this. You got a song called Racism, and right now, mm-hmm. for some reason, it just seems to be a lot of that in the air, you know, along with the Kanye West and the other guy, you know, just speaking the things about certain cultures and things like that.
Yes.
We would think in this time, you know, we'd have had more improvements, but it seems like it's getting worse. And so what prompted you to make that song called Racism, and is it tied to what we're seeing today in our everyday communities?
Well, the Holy Spirit dropped those lyrics in me back in 2018. I wrote that song in 2018. And I just recorded it and put it on it. But yeah. So, you know, God foreknows. So he foreknows all things. And so he knows what's coming. And so that's where you have to trust and just be obedient to do what he's saying, do and write what he says, right. And, you know, when you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So, again, we have to be willing and obedient to do both. But, yes, it's very prevalent now. And I just amazed. I'll say, yeah, we should be getting this out there, letting the media, everybody know about racism and what God says and how we are need to walk in together in unity, and there's hate behind everything that's just separating us.
Absolutely.
You know, with Kanye and Kyrie, this is hate stuff. If we can't focus on the black, we can't focus on the Jew, we can't focus, no, we got to focus what's deep behind everything. It's evilness, it's hate, and, you know, it's the devil and the principalities and powers and rulers of the wickedness of this world.
So you released this album independently. How come you decided to go the independent route instead of, you know, signing with a big major label?
It's just that me just walking this out. I'm led by the Spirit, and this is all God. And then I haven't gotten it out there. So anybody who wants to approach me with that, I'll pray about it, and hopefully we can do that, because I'm up to almost 100 songs now, just being led by God. And they're very, very prevalent in the times that we're living in. And I really believe God is speaking through me to get his word out. But if he wants to do it in a different way so people can really gravitate to this word and they can hear it over and over, and instead of just coming to church. Now, we do need to go to church. Don't get me wrong. We need to go to church. We need to get the word in. But then once you leave there, then that's it. But if you have a song that you can play over and over and over and it touches your heart, it's sown, and then therefore you get stronger and stronger, and you can go out and do what God's called you to do. You can fight those battles because you know you have victory in the end. You, whatever things that you're facing, whether it's racism, whether it's drugs, whether the devil is selling to you, you can put those songs on. Oh, I even got a song called Haters, because we know people will hate on you for just no reason.
Absolutely.
They don't like
absolutely.
You. They will lie. It was still and all that stuff. So I got to go, and that was funny because he dropped that in me. I was like, okay, Lord, you got a sense of humor, but it's the word and it's true and the way he put it and formulated. And so I think if we can get this message out, we can get this pursuit of purpose out into the right hands so it can spread across the world. And so that's my goal, and that's what I'm praying about. And I'm on your show, so it can happen.
There it is.
With your listeners here, and that's what we want to do. So, and I thank God for you. I thank you for inviting me and letting me come on your show. And I count it an honor and a privilege, and I'm so thankful and grateful to be on your show, sir.
So, Ken, where people want to learn more about you, where could they connect with you at?
Okay. You can go to my website, kenkmusic.com, or you can send me an email at kenkmusic@gmail.com, or you can call me. I will answer the phone. 313-304.
You giving out your number again, really? Yeah, I think you should give me your social media. You don't want to give out your number to 3 million people. You don't want to do that, kid. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Trust me when I tell you, you do not want to give out your number to 3 million people. That's not what you want to do here, bro. You be calling me, toss a man, everybody calling me, Donald Duck, and the dude, to everybody. No, we not going to do that.
I'm glad you stopped me. But you can go to my website, kenkmusic.com.
You got any social media?
Yes, Ken K, and that's spelled KENCADE, KENCADE music.com, or my social media is KENCADE, Ken K.
Okay, I see
Instagram,
he has Instagram. It's KURKEDWARDS, Kirk Edwards, right?
Yes, and then I have a Ken K page.
You have a Ken K page? Okay. What is that?
Yes.
What
K-E-N.
Uh-huh.
It's my Instagram, KENCADE. But then you can go to my Kirk Edwards page as well.
CADE. All right, because when you go to your website, it takes you to the Kirk Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to check that. All right, so okay. your last words right here, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, boy. Boy, you can talk. You can't be. You need your own show. That's what that is. That's what you can tell right there. When you know, people tell me I talk a lot, but boy, let me tell you, listening to you, I was like, is he gonna let me talk? You need your own show every week. Do your thing, man. That's what you need, kid. So, but I appreciate you, man, and everybody turn it up. And your final words, Ken. Your final words.
My final words is a quote in the saying. It said, "At one time, our enemy stood in front of us, standing against us, ready to attack us. But as the sun, as Owen arose, they now stand behind us, standing with us, ready to protect us." Glory. So whatever you're going through, whatever battle you're facing, just know that the Son of Jesus is on your side. And so when he comes on the scene, your enemies will be turned to your friends and be able to bless you. But just know that God is with you no matter what you go through. You can accomplish everything that you set your heart and mind to. You have to be committed to it. But trust God in everything you do. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Fulfill your destiny by pursuing your purpose.
And you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can follow us on Instagram at BashaniRadioApp.com. And know this, that here, what did you learn today? Just remember that there is power in the words. There is power in the music. And that's what Kincaid wanted to bring to you, that, you know, the lyrics matter, the music matter, and the message matters. So make sure you go join him at KincaidMusic.com. That's K-E-N-C-A-D-E music.com. And check out what he's doing. And just remember, whatever you do, you want to make sure you just turn it up, because that's what Ken did. He turned it up. And we're going to rock a little bit of that out here as we go, okay? We turn it up. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
What they done was cold, but I'm courageous and bold. My God is with me, no matter who's against me. The author, finisher of my faith, in him I trust and give him praise. No matter the obstacle, my dreams and
get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.